This is a recording of the August newsletter, Article 1. Give a child a problem and you may get a great solution. Children have amazing abilities to solve problems. Give a child a problem and you set the wheels of creativity spinning. An example was a recent invention convention in which third graders exhibited their creations. There were three steps for each of their inventions. Number one, the students' written description of the problem they were setting out to solve. Number two, a sketched idea of how they were going to solve the problem. Number three, the invention, including a live demonstration of how it works and how it solves the original problem. Some of the students' inventions included a backpack with a built-in back scratcher, a lipstick-shaped butter stick that applies butter smoothly to bread, corn, and pancakes, a positive message cube that displays phrases like, "You're the best," and "You're a star," each time you turn it, a scratchless DVD cleaner made of household items, a machine that entertains cats when owners are too busy, a simple system that keeps your plants watered while you're away from home, and finally, a hand-raising machine that, according to the young inventor, takes the wear and tear out of everyday classroom participation. What did these inventions have in common? Many were out of the box. When adults try to solve or invent, they often start from a familiar place. That restricts creativity because preconceived ideas can get in the way. But when kids solve or invent, their lack of experience is an asset. They're not used to being in the box like adults. Their ideas are often fresh, amazing, amusing, and clever. How can we learn creativity from kids? Children set a good example for grown-ups. Here are just some of the things we can learn from them. Number one, don't worry about being judged. Throw out your fears about what others might think and focus on the solution. Number two, don't expect instant success. Be open to refining your solution until it works. Or be willing to scrap your first try and start all over if you need to. Number three, share ideas to help yourself and others. Brainstorming can help when looking for solutions. Talk to friends, coworkers, and your kids to get new ideas and thoughts. Number four, get support and advice. Teachers provide education and support for children. Adults can look to mentors, advisors, and peers for similar help. Number five, think of silly or fun ideas if they spark your imagination. Silly ideas have led to many successes. They include the Roomba, a robotic vacuum cleaner that moves across the floor on its own, Silly Putty, and the Snuggie, a cozy blanket with sleeves. And finally, keep trying. If you ever doubt the value of resilience, just Google famous people who failed at first. As adults, we teach our children many things, but let's not overlook what our kids can teach us. Children can offer fresh, interesting ways to look at the world and create.